We've reflected. Some of you were in church earlier today, perhaps for the neighborhood stations. Some of you for the choral stations, and some of you could only make it tonight. But all day long, we've been reflecting on what the Lord has done for us. This morning at 6 a.m., he was brought before Caiaphas, who accused him of blasphemy. Having convicted him on those charges, he sent him to Pilate so that Pilate could have him put to death. Pilate refused, sent him to Herod. Herod sent him back. Pilate finally is forced to condemn Jesus to death by nine in the morning. And they begin the process of leading him out to be crucified. At noon today, the Lord was nailed to the cross. And for 3 hours, he hung on that cross from noon to three today. At 3 o'clock, he breathed his last, saying, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." I just want to say a few words tonight about where Jesus is right now. Once he died, where did he go? Where was he? Where is he from 3 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow in the Easter vigil when he rises from the dead, stepping out of the tomb? Where is the Lord? And I simply want to read to you an excerpt from an ancient sermon all the way from the earliest days of the church. In the second century, a North African priest wrote this sermon, and I'm going to read to you one paragraph. "Right now, a great silence reigns on the earth. A great stillness. A great silence because our King is asleep. The earth trembled and is now still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh. And he has raised up all who have ever slept since the world began. He now has gone in search of Adam, our first father, as for a lost sheep. Greatly desiring to visit those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, he has gone to free from sorrow Adam and in his bonds, and also Eve, captive with him. He is both their God and is also the son of Eve. And so he says to them, as he wakes them from the dead, 'I am your God, who for your sake have become your son. I order you, O sleeper, awake. I did not create you to be a prisoner in hell. Rise from the dead, for I am the life of God.'" So the Lord right now has gone down among the dead to wake them up. Those hours from the time he died to the time he rose were perhaps brief, but they were filled with meaning. I'll just read to you a scripture quote. This is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verse 19 and following. "The Lord, when he died, descended to the spirits in prison, in Sheol. They who had refused to believe long ago, while God patiently waited to receive them in Noah's time when the ark was being built. And so it is that the Lord goes down to preach among the dead and to awaken them." So the first letter of Peter is very clear with us that, as we say in the creed, the Lord descended among the dead. And he woke them up. What a moment that must have been. They had been asleep in death in a semi-comatose state for all these centuries. Yes, there's Noah. There's Adam and Eve. There's Abraham. There's Isaac, Jacob. There's Ruth. There's Sarah. And countless men and women who waited for the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus is now among them. And he's woken them from the dead. And right now, church, he's having church with them. He's preaching a sermon. He's calling them to faith. He's saying, "Awake, O sleeper. Arise from the dead. And I, the Christ, am now giving you light." Oh, church, that's where our Lord is now. He went down among the dead to awaken them and to prepare them to ascend to heaven with him in 40 days. So meditate on that tonight. That's where the Lord is. That's where the Lord was some 2,000 years ago in our time. But he's there right now because all that ancient time is made present to us right now. The Lord is there. Well, final thought. I went to Jerusalem with a group this year, and one of the most fascinating things is to go up on Mount Calvary in Golgotha. And I was privileged to say Mass right up there, literally feet away from where the Lord was crucified. And our group had Mass, and I was right there, just literally 10 feet away from where the Lord was crucified, saying Mass. But if you go down underneath the Calvary, there's a cave way down deep underneath the church. And you can go down there, down the steps. And tradition says that that was the tomb of Adam. Imagine this. Christ up on Calvary, and some of that blood drips off the cross and seeps into the ground, down through the crevice in the rock, and falls on the dry bones of Adam. There's an old legend that says when the blood of Jesus dripped on those ancient bones of Adam, that those bones of Adam shook together and they came together, and Adam got up and danced a jig. And I have it on the best of authority that as Adam lay there and somehow knew that the Lord was dying for him, he sang an old gospel song. Simply said, "Even me, Lord, even me. Let some drops of your precious blood fall on me. Even me, Lord. Yes, even me." And for you and me tonight, the same song. Even me, Lord, let the drops of your precious blood fall on me. Amen.